Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in.
Hello, Insider Investors, it's Idris here, and welcome to part 3 of our money-making series, Investing in Real Estate. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing how to make money investing in apartments. In previous episode, we cover how to make money investing in land. So whether you are watching this on YouTube or you are listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, make sure you are subscribed and like this episode. So I'm super excited and let's dive into it. So starting with why investing in apartments, and there are two reasons to invest in apartments as a real estate investor. And the first one is apartments are always on demand. You know, as our population grow in Nigeria, right now we have about 220 million people in Nigeria population. So apartments are always on demand. People need houses where to reside and where to accommodate themselves. That's why there is always a demand for apartments. So as an investor, if you can build houses or if you can provide accommodation for people, you can make money in real estate. And the second reason is apartments appreciate with respect to growth and development of an area. You know, as a particular area grow, the apartments in those areas also appreciate in value. For example, it's not the same amount that people rent an apartment in Lekki Phase 1, Ikoyi and Victoria Island that people rent an apartment in other areas. Furthermore, it's not the same amount that people rent apartment in areas like GRA or governmental areas that people rent apartments in, you know, normal areas. And that's one of the things that make apartments so valuable, because it appreciates with growth and development of an area. So I want to give you three strategies for making money investing in apartments in Nigeria real estate. And the first one is build an apartment to rent. You know, renting an apartment is the most common way of making money investing in real estate. But if you want to make much money renting an apartment, there are strategies to go about it. You shouldn't do it like the way an average person does it. So what you have to look for, one, you have to look for a very great location. You know, location is everything in real estate. You want to make sure you are building an apartment in the right location that have the potential to bring massive return on investment. That's one. Number two is you have to build something that will stand out to the public, or that will stand out and fit your tenant's need. You have to build something that can stand out in the midst of other apartments and will fit the lifestyle or the taste of your tenant. That's why you want to make sure you do your research and all the due diligence before investing in an apartment. So if you want to build an apartment and rent it out, there are two strategies for making much money. This is different from traditional way of making money investing in apartments. And the first one is, don't build a bungalow, build a flat. And if you don't know what a flat is simply a story building. It can be 2 floors, 3 floors or more. Usually it can contain 2-bedroom apartment, 3-bedroom apartment, and even 1-bedroom apartment. So it can contain multiple apartments. Now, when you build a flat, it have the chance of producing more income compared to building a bungalow. For example, instead of a bungalow producing a single tenant, a flat can also produce a single tenant. For example, a person can rent out 2-bedroom apartment, and the rate at which you rent out a 2-bedroom apartment is different from the rate at which you rent out 1-bedroom apartment. So if you have a flat that contains both 1-bedroom apartments, 2-bedroom apartments and 3-bedroom apartments, if you do the math, and if the property is in the right location, at the rate of, let's say, 500,000 per year times 3, 500 times 3, that's 1.5 million naira per year. So in a year, a flat can be producing 1.5 million naira at the rate of 500,000 naira per rent per year. So you can see the difference between renting a bungalow or one bedroom apartment and building a flat. So that's why you want to do the math. The second way to make more money investing in apartments is to build a family bedroom apartment. What a family bedroom apartment is, it's a type of home where someone can rent out for the whole family. They can be family of 3, 4 and more. Now, why family bedroom apartment makes so much money is because it is easy to increase rent and to retain a tenant. Once a tenant, a family man, find a perfect apartment, it is easy to retain them compared to renting a flat for tenants of youth age that they can bounce from one apartment to another, you know, changing locations or someone that is not ready to settle. For example, a four-bedroom apartment in Lekki Phase 1 rents between 7 million naira and above. So if you can build a family apartment, it will make you much money. The second way to make money investing in apartment is to buy an apartment and resell later. This strategy of making money is best for off-plan apartments. If you've been following my channel, you realize that most of the properties I promote, they are off-plan properties. And if you don't know what off-plan means, an off-plan property is simply a property under construction. Now, the way to make money with off-plan properties is, you know, when we launch an off-plan property, at the launch stage, you will get it at the best price. For example, Camber War Advantage 5 Annex in Lekki Phase 1, we pre-launch it at the rate of 8 million naira. Then immediately the construction started, it appreciates to 90 million naira. Now, if you want to make money with off-plan properties, you have to buy it early. Then once the construction finish, you can either resell it or rent it. But if you want to make even much money, you can rent it for a while, maybe for like 2 or 3 years, and resell it later. And the reason why I promote off-plan properties are two, because there are two benefits attached to off-plan properties. And the first one is capital protection. You know, as the inflation rises, most people, they think getting rich is by accumulating cash. They value cash over assets. When you tell people buy land or buy an apartment, they are very fearful. They think buying a property means going broke. But the truth is, there is no billionaire or multi-millionaire that I know that built his or her assets on cash, because cash devaluates over time. All our multi-millionaires and billionaires, they built their assets on equity that either produces consistent cash flow or appreciates in value. I talk about this in episode 1. So when you invest in off-plan property, apart from getting the best deal, you also protect your cash against inflation. For example, Dangote does not build his net worth on cash. He built it on assets. Same thing is applied to most of our billionaires and multi-millionaires. Their asset is built on equity, not cash. Because when you think about inflation, what inflation simply means is, when you have this commodity, let's say it's valued at 2,000 naira 2 years ago. At the current rate, 2,000 naira can't buy it at the same rate. Inflation simply means devaluation in cash with respect to commodities. So what is worth 10,000 naira 2 years ago? Now 10,000 naira cannot buy it again. So when you buy an apartment off plan, it's protecting your cash. At the same time, as the construction is going on, the property will be appreciating, and so is your money appreciating. So that's the first benefit of investing in off-plan apartments. The second reason is profit. You can make much money investing in off-plan properties than investing in building an apartment. For example, if you want to build an apartment for rent, Let me use Lekki Phase 1 as example. If you want to build an apartment in Lekki Phase 1, first you have to get the land. And to get a land in Lekki Phase 1, you have to look for 150 to 200 million naira and above. So for you to get land first, when you think about the cost of buying land, the cost of buying building materials and developing a property yourself, the cost of buying an off-plan property, it pays more to buy an off-plan property than to build it yourself. Now, construction may take like a year and a half, depend on the developer, their plans, and how fast their construction is. But after the property has completed, if you want to resell it, you make much money reselling the property than building and renting. Let me simplify this. For example, Kamba War Advantage 5 Annex in Lekki Phase 1 is currently selling for 90 million naira. Now, the project is going to be delivered by June 2025. Anyone who buy the property now at the rate of 90 million naira, because the property will keep appreciating at each stage of construction, we have a milestone that the property will be appreciating. So whoever invests in the property now, by the time the construction is completed and the project is ready to deliver, the project will be selling for 180 million naira. That is 2x the price of what it is selling for now. So you can see the difference. The property you invested in at the rate of 90 million naira, you will resell it with a profit of 90 million naira. Why those who keep cash, 90 million naira in bank accounts, it will be devaluating because of the rising inflation and currency war, you know, naira to dollar rate. So that's another benefit of investing in off-plan property and making much money. Now, number three, the third way of making money investing in apartment is house flipping. Now, what house flipping means is you will look for a old building in a very nice location, so you can buy the old building at a very good rate, you know. Then you will provide the construction materials, you renovate it, change all the old things, buy new paint, you know, repair the toilets, refurnish everything, and work with a very good and intelligent interior designer. Then when you renovate the apartment, at the end of the day, you can resell it at a very high price. So I hope you're enjoying today's episode. If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platforms, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.